I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Mindfulness is an approach to improve psychological well-being that has received a lot of attention over the past decade. To talk about mindfulness is Dr. Alyssa Rheingold. She's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and Associate Director of the Sleep and Anxiety Program at MUSC. Dr. Rheingold, tell us about mindfulness.
Mindfulness is paying attention in a particular way. So attention and awareness, those are universal human qualities that we often take for granted, especially in our multitasking tech world. We often are either ruminating or thinking about the past, or we're worrying and planning for the future. And in doing so, we're missing out on what's going on in the present moment. And mindfulness is just a way to appreciate the present moment.
How can mindfulness be used in people's day-to-day lives in a positive way?
Mindfulness can be used to help us better accept and be more willing with what comes our way, sort of to help us be more flexible with our stressors in our life, which then can relieve some of that tension that goes along with it. Mindfulness has also been demonstrated to be used with folks who have more significant problems, like breast cancer patients or folks who have chronic pain or anxiety or depression. It doesn't help fix that problem, but it helps us better establish a different relationship with our stress and worries that are associated with those problems.
Dr. Rheingold, how might mindfulness be used in therapy in the mental health world?
Some mental health professionals do integrate mindfulness into their work with patients, especially if somebody is suffering from anxiety or depression or has a significant amount of stress. It can be used to help that individual better be able to notice what they're experiencing, be accepting and willing of what they're experiencing, so then it creates a little bit of wiggle room to maybe do things differently. I think mindfulness can help ground you, it can help focus you, it can help you really pay attention to what's going on in the moment right here, right now, which for some folks can relieve them a lot of suffering.
Is there research that shows what the positive impact might be in people dealing with anxiety who are incorporating mindfulness?
Yeah, so over the past decade, there has been sort of a boom in research when it comes to mindfulness, as well as meditation, which is a form of mindfulness. And it's shown to be useful to help folks with anxiety, depression, cancer patients, or other folks that are coping with medical conditions. Some recent research has shown that mindfulness can impact different areas of the brain and how they function. We don't know 100% how those mechanisms really work, and so research needs to continue.
And how do you really learn to be mindful?
Well, you can teach yourself these skills. There are a number of self-help books out there that teach about basic mindfulness skills or mindfulness for beginners that folks can look into. There's different mobile apps out there that can guide you through how to learn these skills. It's like any new skill, like learning to ride a bike. You really have to practice to get good at it before you really can integrate it into your life. The idea is that whatever you're doing, you're trying as best you can to be present in the moment without judging your experience.
Dr. Rheingold, thanks for providing this information about mindfulness.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.